there's a lot of life tasks, and we kind of have maybe more than average because we've taken on Radish and these like life experiments. And so Phil's better at this of like 100% not keeping score, like people say this. And it's true, like as soon as you start kind of being transactional about, well, I did the laundry 4 times, then it messes with your head.
Our mutual friend, I think, gave us this great piece of advice when Kristen was pregnant. He's like, no matter how hard Phil's gonna try, it's only possible for him to do 30% of the work of having this kid, max. And so just, you have to accept that.
I was like, bummer.
And I thought that was good. It was, first of all, it let me off the hook, so I was very happy with that. But it was also great advice.
Low expectations is the key.
Yeah.
You know, I think a principle we have like in our living communities is like, fairness is overrated. And I think getting really fixated on like everything being equal and what's fair is like a real road to unhappiness in any sort of organization or relationship. And so I think the like priority is make it good, don't make it fair. And it is never the case in any group or any relationship with where it's 50-50 on work ever.
Yeah. And I do think we are privileged because we are both willing to and able to contribute. And so in relationship, I don't think this is advice we can formally give if the relationship effort is totally like women totally, should totally, have totally, conversations totally. If it's unfair.
You gotta put in your 30%.
You got, yeah. Baseline.
It doesn't have to be fair. It just doesn't. And if you get over being fair and just focus on being good, you end up with better communities, better work environments, better relationships.